G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 90 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called What Will Never Change on Selection, or What Will Never Change About Selection. And with all the changes to selection, all the perceived changes anyway, I think some candidates, or rather I don't think, I know that some candidates get lulled into a sense that selection will be easier. And there's a lot of changes that have been occurring around SOCOM, in particular selection, as it's the common selection now from 2024, still running currently. And because of all those changes, people do get lulled into thinking that selection and the selection process will somehow now, because of these changes, be easier, and that all the changes will make it a little bit easier to sort of get through and to scrape through selection. Because there, for example, now there are so many more candidates on selection because it's combined SAS, one commando, two commando, all doing the same selection, more candidates. And they think, oh, it'll be easier to, you know, play the grey man and blend in, which may be correct for a certain period of time, but obviously not the whole selection. The reporting is just too accurate. But people think, oh, as long as I stay in the middle of the pack, I'll be fine. Or they think, and this is going on, oh, they need a lot of candidates to get through. You know, SF is screaming for guys, one commando, two commando, SASR, other roles within SOCOM, all right, the non-operator roles. But people, I've heard that saying or that thought for years, that, you know, they need a lot of candidates in SF, so they want more to get through. I remember people talking about specific numbers. Oh, they want 50 to get through, or they want 60 to get through. And even if that was the case, and that would be maybe an ideal number for them, the amount of candidates that they want to get through, that doesn't mean that they're going to get that, because if people don't pass, they don't pass. And people may also get a false sense of security because of the lowering of standards in the regular military. You know, the fitness standards just to get into the military are poor. Fitness standards to get through Kapuka are poor. And then they think that there'll be some kind of knock-on effect and the SF will drop their standards. Wrong. SF standards will never drop. What they may do is get better at communicating the high standards that are required on selection. So don't expect SOCOM to drop their standards. Raise your level to the standard required. And even though they might want to get a lot of people through selection, they're not going to lower their standards. So if they don't get that many people through, so be it. They don't get that many people through. But don't expect SOCOM to ever drop their standards, all right? You need to raise your standards. You need to raise your level to that is required. And the number one thing that will never change, that will always be consistent, and that you'll need to train and get good at, is the ability to carry a heavy pack for long periods of time. Now, that is consistent on selection and has been consistent on selection ever since selection has occurred, ever since they've run selections for Australian Special Forces and probably many, many selection courses around the world. The ability to carry a heavy pack for long periods of time. Some people forget this, or they don't put as much concentration and effort into this area because they're concentrating on all the other areas. The 3.2K webbing run, push-ups, pull-ups, swimming, navigation, weapons, first aid, communications, etc., which are all important components of selection, which you'll be tested on, assessed on, which you'll need to be proficient in to pass selection. But you must be able to carry a heavy pack for long periods of time. And be prepared to do this on the very first day of selection. They have done this for years on selection. And even I can think back to 20 years ago when they did this, and probably way longer than that as well. But day one, long march with a heavy pack. So don't be shocked or feel ambushed by this when you turn up to selection, all right? And you're required to carry that heavy pack for a long period of time. Train for it, be ready for it, and crush it on the day. And if you need help with any of that, make sure you hit me up, Reece, which is R-H-Y-S, Reece at OperatorEdge.com, or check out OperatorEdge.com/selection, a number of different free resources there. But make sure you hit me up if you're training for selection and you need help preparing. That's it for this short episode of the podcast. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.